Broncos just arriving at the team hotel. We're lucky to be joined by linebacker Shane Ray. And Shane, you've had a great stretch of games these last couple of weeks. What have you attributed your success to? I know last year you're a rookie coming in. This year it seems like you're taking on more of a veteran role.
I just give all the credit to my coach. Coach Pug working with me, DeMarcus, Vine, my teammates, just really demanding a lot out of me as a young player, and I just want to step up and make sure that I can fill those shoes, you know.
Whether it's been special teams or defense, it seems like you guys have had to step up and make that big play in the fourth quarter. Do you like, you know, being able to be put in those positions to make that big play when the time comes?
Yeah, I mean, when those – you know, situations happen, I just want to be prepared and make sure that I'm the guy that can make the play. You know, if it comes to me and I can do something big for my team, you know, that's always the goal. So whether it be, you know, little or small, like, you know, either sacking a quarterback or maybe I don't get the sack and I pick up a fumble, you know, and help, you know, in the game, something like that. Like, whatever I can do, I just want to help my team, you know.
This Tennessee team, it's a playoff game for them. They're fighting a very tough battle in that AFC South. You guys are fighting a tough battle in the AFC West. What's the mentality going into these last four games for this team?
Just win, you know. Do everything that we can to try to make sure we stay in the play, you know, in this playoff run. You know, that's the biggest thing. We want to be back there. We're going to have to beat three good teams four good teams, you know, with Tennessee, the Patriots and Chiefs and the Raiders, you know, and that's going to be crucial for our last stretch. So just finishing these guys and taking it one week at a time, that's the plan.
Appreciate it. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Broncos TV Live pregame show. Thanks to Shane Ray for stopping by at the team hotel. One of the things I think, guys, we've seen a lot of growth from Shane. He picked up that fumble last week, but a part of that is just being in the right spots. That comes with experience. That comes with being in the system for a year, and we're seeing it pay off. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, but being prepared is also very important.
Yeah, and Ray also has the benefit of playing alongside guys like DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller. And Von Miller is quiet, not so quietly, having one of the best seasons of his entire career, despite all the attention he gets from opposing offensive lines.
Yeah, you see chips on him. You see, you know, extra a back and the tackle, a tight end and the tackle. You know, there's a lot that he has to deal with, not to mention how often he's held and doesn't get called. That's just part of the game for Von Miller. But despite that, leading the NFL in sacks, and if he's going to be the defensive player of the year, as I'm sure everyone around the Broncos hopes he will be, then you've got to have that one stat that kind of sets you apart. And if he maintains that sack lead through week 17, I think he's got the best case to be defensive player of the year, guys.
And it's not just sacks. He has 69 total quarterback pressures, according to Pro Football Focus. That leads the NFL. We can take a look at some more of the numbers here on Von Miller. He was awarded that sack and forced fumble last week against Jacksonville. He has 53 tackles. It shows that he gets involved in the run. He's not afraid to get in the mix there. Of course, Mace said 13 and a half sacks. That leads the NFL, and 2 forced fumbles. It's quite an impressive resume this year.
Well, that's why he's being considered as an MVP candidate right now. He's probably the only defensive player at this point who has a real significant chance at it. And that's because, like you mentioned, Phil, he's transforming games. Tuesdays, offensive coordinators are having to spend their entire day trying to plan for Von Miller. And really, like you mentioned, those numbers, they speak for themselves. He's at the top of the league and at the top of his game right now.
Yeah, Miller is producing for his team right now. He says he doesn't care about any of these awards. Well, at least that's what he's saying.
I mean, it's important that I go out there and put my best foot forward every single week. And I know if I do that, then whatever happens at the end of the year, I'll be okay with. And that's what I've been doing all the way up until this point, and I don't see why I can't keep doing it, you know, for the last 4 weeks.
I've never seen a guy double-team as much as he was last game. It was phenomenal. Talking to their coaches after the game, they said we weren't going to let him be the difference, and he was the difference. So that tells you how good he is. They double-teamed him every pass play, at least 2 guys, and sometimes 3, but he's an amazing player.
You know, very kind words there from Wade Phillips. When it comes from a guy who has that much experience talking about never seeing someone double-team that much, it really carries a lot of weight. And we just saw Von Miller come out here with those crazy feather shoes.
Chicken feathers on his shoes.
You got to love it. You got to love Von's personality. And we also love Andrew Mason's personality. It's our favorite part of the show, Mason's Three Keys. Our favorite.
Your favorite. Oh, well, my favorite, too. What the heck. Number one key, unclog the offense. 9 possessions last week without a first down, something that's got to change. Broncos were 1 for 13 on third downs. In the words of former Browns head coach Tim Rutigliano, backed up a little bit, just got to flush it all out. That's what you're hoping for today. Number two, you got to take away the run first with Tennessee. They're 5-1 this year when they average at least 4.5 yards per carry, 6-1 when they rush for at least 130 yards, 0-5 when they don't hit a buck 30. You got to hold that part of their offense down. And number three, bring down Mariota. The Titans the last 2 years are 2-8 when Mariota is sacked at least 3 times, 7-7 otherwise. You got to crank that pass rush up. Obviously, you got to be judicious, make sure he doesn't burn you with his legs. But if you can get to Mariota, you've got a good chance of beating the Titans, guys.
Like Mace mentioned, Marcus Mariota took a lot of the time for the Broncos as far as their game planning is concerned this week. But the Broncos did find some time to head out into the community this week, and that's where we found them at the Denver Rescue Mission, their annual holiday party. And that's an event that has become a cornerstone for the Broncos community plans every year. Tis the season for giving and decorating gingerbread cookies.
So you want... That's pretty good, right?
The Broncos started their holiday season this week with a visit to the Denver Rescue Mission for their annual holiday party. Players signed autographs, took photos, and yes, tried their hand at cookie decorating with the kids as part of the festivities.
I mean, we stopped in here during our rookie tour of all the community service places that, you know, this is one of the best. I mean, every time we come here, it's just places filled with smiles when we walk in, and, you know, it's just fun to come here and spread some love and the Christmas spirit, so we're having a great time.
This strategy, you know, I learned from the DB, so it's always about being a little flashy, so I'm going to come back, give them a gold chain, you know, some red bottoms on.
And, first plan of attack, since my hairline is going back, I'm going to start with the hair. I'm going to be real with you. Get a nice, full, thick head of hair. Then we'll worry about the rest. But that's number one right now.
This is pink. It's the closest thing I can come to orange. So, you know, holiday, Broncos. You know, put my own flavor to it. And I think it turned out great.
He's got a four. He's got the number four.
He's wearing number four, and his hair's on fire. Maybe I think he's upset a little bit. You know, something went wrong. But overall, you know, I did my best. I put my best foot forward, and this is what we came out with.
How cool is this event? This is one of the most unique events the Broncos do during the holiday season.
Yeah, I mean, you just look around. I think everyone's having a good time, and these kids are having a blast. And, you know, it's a lot of fun for us, too. And sometimes we forget in the hustle and bustle of the season what kind of impact we can have, and it's just cool to come out and do stuff like this.
Tonight has been so special for the families and individuals who are here at the Crossing as part of a program. You know, they've come from all sorts of situations, hardships and poverty and just struggling, a lot of them. And so to have, you know, Miles show up, cheerleaders, you know, different Bronco players, it's really, really special for them.
The night had extra meaning for those at the Rescue Mission as the Broncos helped their partners at CenturyLink cut the ribbon on a new digital learning center inside the facility.
The internet is incredibly important to improve lives and to improve education. CenturyLink's values are completely aligned with the Denver Rescue organization, and combined with the Broncos, we're able to provide network connectivity, state-of-the-art equipment, and even Wi-Fi in areas where, you know, kids want to play games and get their homework done. So for us, it's a special day to be a partner.
Some players are just more artistically talented than others when it comes to cookie decorating. Our thanks, though, to the Denver Rescue Mission and CenturyLink. What a great event, guys. It's good to see the Broncos out in the community. That event really been going on for more than 15 years now. It's a great event, and it's one of our favorites. I know we look forward to it.
Who doesn't like a gingerbread cookie, right?
Especially one that's frosted like that.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Well, the Broncos special teamers are behind us warming up, and that means that we've reached a point in the show where we give our final thoughts. Mace, let's start with you.
Footwork, whether it was going to be Paxton Lynch or Trevor Siemian, you're watching the feet of the quarterback. Looks like it's going to be Siemian, so he showed good footwork in practice, putting all the weight on the left leg as he plants and follows through. But how is he going to be a day under a pass rush? That's going to be a big key to his accuracy today.
I'm going to go with get off to a fast start, an early lead. That might neutralize that Titans rushing attack a little bit if you get up 10-0 or something like that. And guys, the Titans are 6-6, but 5 of those losses have come by 8 points or less. So a very talented team here today.
Yeah, my final thought, We see him behind us, established Justin Forsett early. He's only been in the building for about 4 days, but really he's going to rely on a lot of that experience from previous experiences with Gary Kubiak and this offense. So it's going to be very crucial to get him involved early because he's going to need to spell Devontae Booker at some point. But that'll do it for us here on the field in Tennessee. For Andrew Mason, Phil Milani, I'm Matt Boyer. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Be sure to tune in to DenverBroncos.com after the game. Coach Kubiak and Trevor Siemian will both be at the podium. Mace will have his post-game reports. He's got the written word covered. Phil and I will have our video reports from the locker room. And, of course, be sure to check us out on Snapchat at Broncos Official. But until then, enjoy the game, everybody. The Broncos and the Titans are coming up next.
With the playoffs on the horizon, the Broncos traveled to Nashville to take on Marcus Mariota and the Titans.
We snap it from the start, man. Do your job, man. Our field, our show, this is our field tonight, man.
The Denver defense leads the NFL with 36 sacks and 95 quarterback hits.
Bortles under pressure. That ball comes loose out of his hands. Denver recovers the football. Bortles going through the air. That pass deflected and intercepted. It's Chris Harris Jr. for Denver.
Watch how he undercuts this route. But the traffic, he doesn't see the undercutting Bradley Roby.
Broncos running back Devontae Booker leads the team with 510 rushing yards on 146 attempts this season.
Breaking the tackle, Booker's still going, and he's in for the Broncos touchdown.
The Broncos are gearing up for a fight to the finish line. And it starts with a win in Tennessee.